Welcome to the meeting. Rainy weather of Cape Town. But we need the rain, eh? Welcome to you, Minister. I know there are visitors in the country. Only three members were present. Unfortunate. And it looks like it's going to be the case. We are looking at the apologies that we have. Honourable Kalako had to go back home this morning from here. Apparently there is a problem in the family. The nature of it, I'm not sure yet, but he had to drive back to home. Honourable Kaba is attending a party meeting. Said he is in a joint PC meeting, and it is also serving in a what is this? Public enterprise, and they have a joint meeting with what? With energy. Madisa, urgent matters. Bongo on sick leave. We don't have an apology from Ms. Honorable Mbinda. Who Deputy Minister is attending a cabinet committee meeting. It's very clear that it's only going to be three of you members. And we are dealing with one of the important items, not to say others are not. We can proceed, but we cannot take any decision. So it depends on your wisdom, members. We are here. The presentation was circulated last week from the department. Because that's the only item apart from the minutes that we are going to take. Honorable Fanda?
Okay, Chair, what is the quorum? Okay, Chair, what is the quorum of the meeting? Because if we don't have quorum, we cannot proceed. And there's no point in us having a meeting if we can't reach any conclusions. My suggestion is if we don't have quorum, we leave this for another time when we have quorum, because it's the APP and it's an important document. So I'd suggest we don't proceed if we don't have quorum. And we can fix the meeting for later in the week or something else, but we can't continue if we don't have quorum.
Yes, because we really need to take a decision as the committee. But, I mean, according to rules, we can proceed, but we cannot take any decision. So the proposal is that, unfortunately, we don't have a quorum. We'll be dealing with the APP, a very important matter. And the proposal is that we postpone the meeting. Unfortunately, this is caused by us, members. I mean, those who are not here. We have a department here flew all the way from Pretoria. Slept here last night because the meeting was scheduled for 9. So that they are here for, even if it was up past 9, because generally our meeting starts at up past 9. It was 9 o'clock because we were, the program was developed when we were going to interview. So the 9 o'clock, we needed to change 9 o'clock when there are no, I'm just talking to you, staff of Parliament. We can't go on because it was going to be interviews. So standard, it's up past 9 unless there is a request and a decision from the chair that the meeting must be starting at 10. So that's what I wanted to raise. I mean, the wasteful expenditure on the part of the department at this time caused by us, those who are not here. I don't think it's fair. I don't think it's fair. I understand some of the reasons. Some I don't. So that's the proposal from Pumzil, was it seconded?
Chair, I seconded. And I really want also to add that it's not acceptable that our members know that on a Tuesday we have this committee. It's not acceptable that all these people came and they're not here.
Yes. No, that's fine. You are okay, DA. We are not okay, so we'll have to raise it within the party because about 3 or 4 of our members. Four. It's Bongo, Kalako, Sedi, and Kaba. 4 of our members are not here. So we must take a bigger chunk of blame as the ANC. I must say this. And then we'll have to deal with it at the party level. Thank you very much, Minister. We really apologize. We must apologize to the department. We apologize. I know you will deal with other things. Thank you very much for coming. Unfortunately, we'll have to adjourn the meeting. Thank you.